Members of the ANC, all of us are members of the ANC. Just others decided just to go and play in the DA in Copenhagen. Understand you're going to court on Friday. on Friday. Thank you, members. And I don't know if that's keep the meeting long. The earlier we finish, the better. We've got on the agenda. We've got two issues, actually, and then that's the agenda. Do I have any mover in a second?
Yes, I move.
Is it cold here or does it me? I know Nikki will say.
I second.
I don't like it after then.
Yeah. I've got a suggestion. Let's do the millet.
Okay. Oh, okay. We can do that.
So that we
just finish with them.
Just finish.
Okay, no, I don't think there's a problem there. Okay, we can just amend the agenda and start with minutes and then we'll end with the BRRR report. Members, I hope and believe you've read the minutes.
Yes.
I know you've read. I'm not sure about others.
I move that we adopt the minutes.
Which ones? We've got a lot of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Now let's do things procedural. How many? We've got a few sets of minutes here. Now when I do this process here, Nuchabu, of minutes, I'm going to call Khadija. I'm not happy about it. This thing that people minutes go and be edited. It just takes a long time. You know. Nisa not 8 minutes. No, but it just makes. Who's your new manager? No, I want your new manager. I want to speak to him about it because every chair is complaining about this issue of minutes, you know. Welcome, Marshall Werner. Okay. Let's start on the 17th of the first set of minutes. We even forgot what was happening. Now, I don't want to be honest. I mean, minutes of February.
Yes.
It's not on. Really. It's really not on. First set of minutes.
It's not on the
first February.
Yeah.
It's
on. We are Chris.
Yeah.
Or you even forgot what I said. Okay, next 2 minutes. 20th February. This is a picture of Lila Boom. Okay. Next 2 minutes. I mean, I don't even remember. That's why I'm just saying.
We are in our 27th of February.
20th.
Mina, I think I must just tell you Nikki's suggestion to just adopt all of them. I think let's just adopt all of them, really. Because really, sometimes I get to check. Some of you say, no, I was absent when I was present. I was just thinking about those issues.
Mm.
You don't even remember.
Hey. 4 months in
February. Can you agree that you adopt all of them?
Yeah.
We all agree.
I think
we'll probably jump. Don't get that.
I don't
agree.
I'll go to
bed. Members, where's Italy report here? Yeah. Italy report. Yes, boss.
Okay. May I request that from the committee staff, minutes are ready within 3 working days after the meeting. So we have the ability to deliver the minutes in the next meeting of each committee. So even if sometimes like this week we had the meeting yesterday. The minutes of yesterday could have been delivered in this meeting today. So,
but in policy on what you are raising, what my understanding was that they go for editing first. That's what we were told. That's why we've been keeping them for long.
Look, Jabu draft the minutes, and I edit them. And that process has to take place within 3 working days.
No, but this is new information.
I'm not sure how it was done before there was a content advisor, but maybe at that time, Jabu or whoever the content secretary was would have to send it to Khadija, and then it would take time because there was no sufficient capacity in the committee section. But as things stand now, committees that have content advisors, like in the context of our committee, we deliver the minutes sometimes same day.
But why then are we having such a lot of minutes? Why didn't you bring the minutes all along? Then I will ask that.
So I think it, we can take that responsibility, but then commit that in the future, starting from next week, we deliver the minutes of each and every meeting. So before the meeting, the new meeting starts, so we adopt the meeting, the minutes.
Yeah, then that means if you take the responsibility, I'm here because I really couldn't understand because we've been here from last year already, if that's what then you've been saying. Because the reason I thought members, minutes are not there, they are going to be edited. And I think we raised it in a meeting of chairs, this issue. Every chair was complaining about this issue. Okay, then it's fine, you can continue.
Chairperson, my address is?
When I read through all the minutes, I think what is important, I'm making the suggestion to the committee, and only the committee can decide on that. You will see, we made a lot of resolutions in the minutes by the committee. And I want to ask the committee, maybe in the beginning of next year, I'm not sure if there's any place now. But you know, for instance, in one of the earlier this year, March, 13 March 2013, we took a resolution the committee would schedule another meeting with the Tsong, the Tsong Museums of South Africa and the Department of Art and Culture to deal with matters of litigation. And so there are a lot of resolutions, and I want to ask maybe the committee section to go through all this resolutions, and some of them we must dealt urgently. And otherwise, you know, we go through the whole process, ooh-la-la, and we take resolutions, but we're not doing anything. So I think to be more effective. And then we also show the people, you know, actually, we're not sitting here and listening to them. We take them at heart. So I want to move that we as a committee take that decision, that we actively do something about the resolutions. And, you know, for instance, I've read that the library for the blind has certain problems. But we didn't actively, you know, on behalf of the committee, wrote to the minister and so on. Because we dealt with a lot of the issues inside the committee. I don't want to, just as an individual from an individual party, press forward with actions, as you understand, because we as a committee took the resolution, not the DA or the ANC or whatever, so we must form a front today that we can deal with this. I put it on the table for you and the committee.
Thank you, Honorable. Actually, you are correct, because some of the calls that I would get, it's people even from unions to say that you said the committee will follow up on some issues, especially this song lately, because they said their committee really, really said, I think it is one of the things that you must do if you're not with the committee, because those resolutions that we took, where there are measures to be followed up, just next week, can we get that in the committee on Tuesday? Because I think it's very important for us to follow some of the issues. Pansal, we just hear through the grapevine about Finn. We've not got a formal letter. So one such thing to be followed up. I mean, there are many things to be really followed up. And I think what I will do also tonight, I will go through these minutes. Because if the earlier we get them, the better, so that we can follow up on some of the issues. And because in these portfolio committees we make some promises, and the moment we don't take up some of the issues, then it really, you are right, even Nikki, because the people were just thinking, well, just they come to CLAR here. Artists were here at some stage. We never followed up what happened between them and the meeting the president, because we don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I think those are some of the issues I think really, really we have to take up. And, yes, sir. No fun.
Chairperson, yes, I think then even the officials of the different entities and departments will take us more serious.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's quite right what Honourable Van der Berg was saying. If you adopt the minister must highlight the recommendations, because your minister is for public domain. So, so Chair, I will want to suggest of it what Van der Berg was saying, that maybe if the secretary and the content advisor can summarize out of this minutes what we adopt today, that we maybe get in the next meeting the kind of recommendation from the meetings of the 12th of February. 21-3 till the 18th of September, so that we can really actually make us aware what the recommendations were. Because it's really true what the chair is saying. People are saying, yes, you invite us here to come to present in Parliament, but after that, nothing is happening. It's like we have it's the top show. So I think committees have the power to make recommendations. That's why we are here as MPs, to play that oversight role, and we can also do the follow-ups on it. As Chair said, we're not getting the correspondence where entities of those people, officials, raise concerns. They come strictly to the chairperson, not to the prior members of the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Culture. So when those things come into the meeting, it look like it's a gossiping. So I will really appreciate it, especially the portfolio committee of yesterday, because that is the annual report. We're dealing with a lot of entities and also with a lot of sectors. Thank you very much.
Thank you, I think what is suggested that minutes have to be adopted before we get to forget the following meeting is correct, not only to adopt and also to make corrections. For instance, that resolution is saying with the Song Museum of South African, of South African and the Department of Arts and Culture. Those things could have been corrected had we seen the minutes already in March. Number two, 5.1.4, to submit a copy of employment equity. I'm not sure whether that has been done. That was a resolution taken on that meeting. Whether that report has been submitted. Thank you.
Just one more thing, Chairperson. In Afrikaans, they've got this word, a besluiter register, a resolution register or something. Can we not, as a committee, or ask the committee secretary, to keep such a register, a resolution register, so that we can easily see?
Yes, yeah, but I think that is very important. I think if we can adopt the previous minutes as soon as possible, maybe in the next meeting, that's why there's always, for instance, we haven't got it on our agenda, points rising from the previous committee, and we have that point. That's the reason why it's always on the agenda, to remind you what you have to done. We're all only human, and we've got so much skills amongst the staff, and I will ask through you, Chairperson, that the staff help us sort of a kind of a memory. Remember, you have to do this, then we can go on. And I think what Dr. von Schalkwyk said is very, very very, very important, so that we can keep track of what we have to do. We're not just sitting here listening to the people and criticize them. I think after ons rug, they are criticizing our committees very, very actively. So we must do something, be more effective, and change things where we are able to change it. Thank you, Chairperson.
The other minutes, I don't know what date it is, but we had requested the CVs of all recently appointed staff of SARA to be sent to the committee. Let me see the date of those minutes.
I've also seen that,
On the 20th of March 2013, it's part of the resolution. I don't remember us seeing those CVs. But it's in the resolution here. That was resolution 4-2. But resolution 4-1 was that department to develop a mentorship program for entities who do not obtain a clean audit by 2012-2013. Number 2, CVs of all recently appointed staff to be sent to the committee. But I think the 4.3, perhaps I think has been done. Sarah will return and give a detailed presentation. I think that they have
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I think I have a copy. The CVs I received them, but I'm not sure why didn't other members of the committee not receive the CVs.
Okay.
I received the copies, but I'm not sure why were they not sent to other members.
I haven't seen it. Maybe
and I think I must correct one thing here. Even if something is addressed to me, can it copies be given to the
committee members,
please, can we just have that? That even anything addressed to me containing the portfolio committee, can it be sent to all members? Can we agree on that one?
Yes.
Yeah. Because when I act, I don't act on behalf of myself. I act on behalf of the committee. Because what happens, the person can write to me and then meet a person on the street, a member of the committee, and say, but I have written to the chairperson about something, and then most of you say, I don't know what you are talking about, you know, so, and then it comes as if maybe I'm, there's information that I'm not distributing. I think just correct those some of the things. I think Colis and the team, HR, go through this mess again, those resolutions that need to be taken, and just give us all the resolutions of things that need to be followed up. If there are letters that I need to write and sign on behalf of the committee, which you want a response, then we can be able to do it again. I think that's the best thing that we can do, so that we can follow it up and keep deadlines. I think at some stage, we, as you say, Nick, we're very live committee, but now it seems some of the things that we've been live because we've been getting things that other committees don't want to get from entities. I think that's one thing that we can do. Honorable Mshona?
Thank you, Chairperson. I was sitting at the wrong thing. I was trying to get 515 at E building. So nobody was coming until I started to go around. And the message has disappeared. I'm not kidding. I was there for more than 15 minutes. So I called her. She said, I'm arriving, but I'm not yet there. So I was waiting for her also. She didn't. So I had to send your message, and then you corrected. That's why I'm late, because I said strongly. I don't know what we're talking about, but I'm looking at the minutes, and because people are like called honorable, and somewhere some people are miss, I'm a missus. I was having one concern that if you write honorable, then it's fine. But if you have to write miss or missus, it must be correct, because I see it's missus Mwaminto, honorable missus Mwaminto. All of us are miss, and I've been married for 39 years. Like, please, I'm not miss. I'm just honorable miss, but I can't be miss. Thank you.
Can I just speak to Parliament protocol about saying honorable? I know doctors, when they are titled, and professors, those are the people that I know.
I know.
They've got that title where you give them that... I know you are not fast with your parents.
So
some of the people are really, really fast, but it's a title that you must be given, you know. I know Professor Lothar was also not very, I know some people, some to some, they are very sensitive about those issues.
I think they just need to be consistent as a competitor.
Exactly.
Because the Minister of Health, June, everybody is honorable. Although there's honorable and Miss, but I see honorable Mushwana and honorable Mushwana Miss FF. Maybe the Miss should just get off and then the honorable. But when she was referring to, the honorable is not there, but other minister, the honorable is there.
I hope you're making notes about this job and all of that. I hope you really notes are made because it sends an unprofessional message to some of the issues. Madam Chukala?
Mine, I think it's probably very little, only minutes of the 28th May. This is just to indicate that there might be some mistakes here and there that could have been corrected either by the committee or by the writer also. And I want to believe that, you know, if, you know, supporting, yes, that we just adopt everything, but I think somebody has to sort of like lend a hand and just help in making sure that, you know, things are done correctly. It's like 2.1 on 28 May. It's just a small thing, I think. But, you know, that sentence is not complete. I think there is a word missing there at the end. I don't know what it is. You can't say for there, then you stop. And I'm concerned of their what. It's important. Such things, I don't think it's only this. It's probably some other areas that have got to be, in a way, even if we have adopted, I think they can always, because this thing is coming to the right, they can be rectified and then go ahead.
Yes, I agree with that point. I think through the committee and you, Chairperson, I ask that we adopt. I ask for adoption of this, but I'm not editor, but I was looking at the content. But we must make sure, because this is a document for future generations, that we make sure there's no spell mistakes or language mistakes, etc., etc. So I think if the people can just go through it again and make sure it's not only our committee's name that is at stake, but also the staff. We must make sure. I'm not a first English speaker. So I'm asking people that know more of English than I to check the spelling and language. There must be no mistakes. Otherwise, we have to go through each and every one, and that will take ages if we have to check the spelling and. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. I think on the point that you're raising to say that minutes are, it's archived for another day. Generations that will come, they will ask, but what were these people talking about when there was no spell check, there was no everything? I think let's, it goes back to the issue that now minutes must be brought in the week after, because really, I even forgot some of the issues here. Not to say really forgot, but you just cannot relate quickly until you. So I think we will adopt them, but I think there must be amendments that must be made, and you want those amendments in 2 weeks so that you can see if you really change the minutes. That's what I would request. I don't know whether you agree with me, that's a suggestion. I know it's a busy period, but can there be amendments and then brought back to us so that we can see? I've got, can we close it on that note?
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
A week's report. Where are they? I think over the site report, it will be the same issue as me. Okay.
Yeah, ma'am. May I say something?
Yes.
Chairperson, I want to move that we adopt this oversight report. I went through it. And according to what I remember, and I think I remember very well, it's true what we've done, and just make sure I didn't check for language or spelling mistakes. I looked at the content, but if you just make sure that the language is absolutely correct, then I've moved that we adopt this report, Chairperson.
Thank you, Norman van Berg. Other members, salutation. If you've read. So are there also spell checks and issues there?
Honorable. We support what is saying to adopt the minutes. And then the committee section and the secretary work through the minutes and make all the corrections as indicated, and some of the mistakes that we have not pointed out. Thank you.
On the oversight of KwaZulu-Natal, the issue of the recommendation by the Luthuli Museum, the, you know, the oversight of KwaZulu-Natal is no recommendation. Yeah. It's on page 8. Yeah, 4.6 on page 8.
On which one?
Yeah, KwaZulu-Natal problem. The 31st of July 2012.
But whose fault is it that was not discussed? Determines the agenda. I know you tell me the agenda. I if there is something to be discussed by the committee, who must ensure that the committee knows that there is still one thing that is lacking? Tell me, administrators. If there's an issue that is outstanding, who must remind me about the issue? I'm asking one of the most because we are doing a job. If there's an issue and it has not been discussed, who must remind me? So that we can join the agenda. Or who must remind the committee so that when it comes to the program, there's I don't understand how the members are getting what I'm saying. There's an issue. No, wait, on a moment. There's an issue that needs to be discussed. When the agenda is done, who must be reminded? And your boss? Call this.
Chair, I think. Maybe Jabu knows this issue is regulated by the rules of Parliament that after an oversight, an oversight visit, then a report must be produced within a particular period.
Mm-hmm.
So actually what should have happened in this case is that after the committee went to an oversight, then this report should have been produced at the time when still members still remember things that were discussed. So then that didn't happen. So, but I think what should, I mean, it should have happened that way. So we should have reminded you, or there should have been a structure to remind you that, in fact, this issue had not been delivered. Well, the report was, I knew about the report long time ago. So even before December. So I think because of other priorities, this matter fell off And it's only now that we realize that, in fact, it has not been ATC'd, and it would have an impact on the committee's operation.
You seem to call it almost a reason on to say it must be ATC'd. We go to in KwaZulu Natal on the July 2012. Am I correct?
Yeah.
It's what month is it now? It's October 2013. A person who follows the ATC of our COVID reads this, then what does it, what message does it send about us? That's how I was asking you, members, because when we do the agenda or the draft, whatever, you name it, we must, I'm not responsible. Yes, I might be partly responsible for us to discuss some of the issues, but I believe we have a committee that must, of staff that must remind us that there are certain issues that are not yet discussed. So you see now the issue of late reporting has got its impact at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, because now it sends a message that we are not serious or we don't take our committee serious. Why in the wrong one? I'm asking because really, I'm not impressed because really, if you didn't see this on our notes, that means we're going to close the year without having discussed this issue. Because really, at the end of the day, these are the issues that we must discuss in the committee. You know, as a commissioner, I'm trying to drop this now. It's coming. No, I'm really saying that, honorable members, this is not on. This is not really on, my man. Your hand was up.
Yes, but I just want to elaborate further on this. You know, I vaguely remember all the discussions we had there at the late Mr. Dube's house and at the Tuli. You remember I said it a couple of times that moved me a lot, the visit to those two graves. It was very important for me to see that and to. But I think the problem here, I remember, you know, what Dube's son was saying, you know, about the facilities, etc. But you know, I think what is important, the staff members are there taking points, because we are not standing there and making minutes or notes, taking notes, because we have the staff to do that. And arising from that report that was given by the people of the museum or whatever, the staff must write down what are their problems. So then we can react, and it goes back to my point earlier that we must react on these points arising out of our meetings, and that's important. You know, it's so long ago, and maybe we've promised something that we will give attention to, and we didn't. So I think this is actually unexcusable what we've done. This is a collective thing here. We can't point fingers to each other now, but this can't happen again. Thank you, Chairperson.
Sorry, members. John, what is this diet drink story outside? That good thing has got brought diet drinks.
Some of the members requested
something from the diet actually.
No, but it's supposed to be half. We don't share sugar. I know one of sugar, one of you, and who else drinks the. I guess the rest of you has diabetes as well.
No, I didn't request for all of them, but
we
I
do
didn't.
No, but it's not all of us. It's only two. No, can you ask them to change? Just leave maybe for, I don't know which one is one.
But if we drink it one day, we need to.
I'm not going
to. So there's something on the post. As a follow up of what you're saying, if I remember correctly, when we visited KwaZulu-Natal province on July the 21st, there was a question. Somebody wanted to, there was a promise that was made of money. The other members were the money. if it's not possible that somewhere. And they wanted us to make a follow up because they were promised long ago that they would be given. Don't you remember anything about it?
The grandson of
said that they were promised that they would be given. Was it two?
By the Committee of Basic Education.
Yes, so we'll take it up when we come back here. But of course, because we didn't discuss, it means they are still waiting for us to respond. Because we said, if there's no money, at least we'll come back to you. So it's like we are just like those other people who went before because we did not respond. And my advice or my proposal would be, is it late to find out if the chairperson can do that? And so that they are given a response to say that that promise lies on this particular potential. Because they believe every member of parliament, regardless of where you belong or party where you come from, is guilty of that, I think. Thank
you.
Yeah. Chairperson, I think all what we are talking about it's correct, but it reminds us that we should have done this in another way. For instance, if we agree to adopt the minutes without being interrogating them in terms of how it should be, it will again raise the very same mistakes that we discover. You see, when you look into it now, you peruse it now here, you can see this is not correct, that is not correct, this is not correct. But if we have committed ourselves to say, now today we are going to deal with the minutes, correct them, see the resolutions, what it says, and the recommendations, and so on and so on, that might be another way of dealing with these things. Because at the end of the day, it will still be the very same problem. As we might refer these minutes back to the secretariat, and then they go and do that and that, and then we when it comes for adoption again, some mistakes are there. So I would suggest probably, I know we do not have enough time to do that, but let's do it accordingly and say and interrogate the minister together and then rectify where the mistakes are, shift the recommendations and say, these recommendations and resolutions, which one can we be able to follow them at this time and point? And it goes again to the report from the oversight. We are seeing some other things that supposed to have been done, and it hasn't been. But the proposal probably might be, let's look into the way how are we going to do it, while reserving, as other members have indicated, that is from now in the future maybe. We do it accordingly, because if I've listened carefully, he has already indicated that the minutes are supposed to be crafted, modified before the next meeting. That is the normal standard, as much as we know. So that when we deal with the matters, before we deal with the new matters, we deal with the matters from the previous discussion. That is quite normal. It is always there wherever there is a meeting. So we should have rectified all these things by so doing. But in this, the set of minutes and the reports that we are sitting with now, I think we'll have to do justice to it and try to deal with it and interrogate it accordingly by ourselves. I wonder if we still have that time to do that. But I don't see us rectifying all these things by picking piece and pieces and saying that can be. But I don't know if we have time. We should be interrogating them accordingly.
Okay.
I remember about the son or the grandson of J.L. Dube, the complaint of him being promised some money. But I think I read somewhere, can you please just check with the department, as though they recently they are taking care of this J.L. Dube thing there and some other comrades who, I think so. I heard something about it, just to find out how far they are now. Thank you.
I think they are advanced. One of the understanding that we got there, if I remember, from the person from KZN, was that the son also was being problematic, or the grandson, if you remember. He was sitting at the back, trying to extort money with girlfriends and all that. It was said by the representative from KZN. I don't know whether you remember, police. You are not there. Who was with us? I remember, because I remember he stayed in the back room, because I asked for a bathroom. He was staying in the back.
Oh, I
I was asking, then how do you stay in the bedroom? And then they said, apparently, he doesn't want to move out, because he's expecting money. There was that issue, but I think it's one of the issues we must just follow up based on this, what was raised. And I think what we'll do, I think, Honorable Kina, I hope I'm not accusing informally said so, Rana, that's fine. It's problematic because I think education had issues also to raise with art and culture about the John Dube Museum during school hours. But it's something that I will speak to my colleague, Honorable Marcus, and then we can see how do we have a joint, portfolio committee. Anyway, there are a few issues that I think we can raise together. So I think that's, I don't know when are we going to discuss it. Maybe we'll find time during this few weeks that we have to discuss this issue, because at the end of the day, it must be done, whether we like it or not. I don't know if we can conclude it in that agreement. Is it only this report whereby the issues that that needs to be discussed, or there's another report of that says issue to be discussed? And this oversight report, is there anything that needs to be discussed? Is it only the case that N?
How do we resolve, do we adopt, especially the KZN report, do we adopt it without
sure.
recommendations? Because the other thing is, for example, in relation to the Dube house, there is a lot of development that has taken place since then.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that the department was talking about was the question that the issue of buying the house itself. So it has already been bought by the department. So there's a lot of things that have happened after almost more than a year. So my suggestion would be that the recommendations that we make in this report, sometimes you will find that are the things that have already been done. So if members still could remember what were the issues, we can list one or two and then move on, because they might not mean anything now.
They might not mean anything, but at the end of the day, we're supposed to discuss it. You know, because if the report says the report has to be discussed, maybe I don't know how do we so what do we say? So you suggest we must still discuss our memories. Now my brain is not fresh now. But you have any something to say? Peter?
Chair, my proposal will be just adopt the ministry this amendment and allow all of us to go through the minutes at our own time. And anything that we found is not in the way we have agreed upon. We can just call double and rectify those mistakes. Because my worry is that I'm not sure we are going to have time to deal with this matter. But if you can say we adopt the amendments, the amendments that we are going to do at our own time, because we have to read these things at your own spare time and internalize what had happened. So I think that will actually going to assist us. And the next meeting we meet, Jabu will give us all our amendments that we have put as members of this committee. Then it will be a reflection of all of us. That's how I think we can work it out.
Maybe it's me alone who doesn't understand. If you say we adopt this, we agree, adopt. But are you saying, what are you saying? Because you say at the end, the committee needs to discuss. That's what it says at the end. Unless we are saying we must remove, the committee needs to discuss. Because it will be discussed by a committee. No, I hear you, right, but at the end of the day, we have a decision that says committee needs to discuss. I know I'm not an English A speaker, but no, we are it, China, we agreed, or would retroit discuss. That's why I was saying that in the little few weeks do we still have space, or we have to make maybe 10 minutes just to discuss those issues, just to be put it. We can adopt the minutes, yes, but it's fine. But then that means that in our program somewhere, we must have 10 minutes or 15 to discuss that issue, as well as there might be developments for this. End of the day, we had said there are recommendations that we want to make. So even if the developments have gone, but to us those developments have not been told about, you know, because there were issues that were raised with the portfolio committee in KwaZulu-Natal. So I don't know if the members get me. We can adopt. To adopt is fine, say yes, but that means if we adopt, that means in the program we must have 10 or 15 minutes to discuss. It's a cheat. Yes. Are you saying we must not discuss it?
No, what?
Because it's here on the minutes. It says, I'm saying we can adopt. Honorable Khwara is correct. We can say we adopt. But then I'm coming now with a way forward to say that that means in the program, we must have 10 or 15 minutes where we're going to discuss this.
No.
I'm Kurum is Greek. I'm not speaking Greek. I'm speaking English. Honorable Chikala, I'll come to you.
I think this is
you might. Are you calling in the court?
Guilty.
No, separately.
I would agree for adoption and go away. Try to capture certain issues of concern or to be corrected, and then when we come back next meeting, of course we would have noted, each of us, some of those that are of concern, then they would have been registered with the secretary for discussion at the next meeting.
Yes, Chairperson, we're in a sort of a catch-22. We made a mistake last year, more than a year ago. We should have discussed it then. I think there will be no whatever in it to discuss it now, because it's water underneath the bridge. We can't do anything. Remove that sentence. There has been a lot of work done. The report, what I've read about that visit of us is correct. It's correct. But we didn't discuss it. Now I'm asking, what are we going to discuss now? I can't even remember everything. We can just see what's been written on the report. So there's no issue. What we can do is look at the report, and if there's any recommendations being made in that report, follow that up, and we can discuss that. But just offhand, I don't think I can remember anything that I want to discuss now. So I think remove that sentence and go back to the issues being mentioned in the report and follow that up and make sure that what has been said, maybe that sentence that the committee will discuss this could have landed there by choice. I can't remember that this committee said we are going to discuss it. I think neither of you can remember that we are going to discuss it. So that's my take. Thank you.
Chair of both fellow committee, now I'm taking a decision that we remove that last sentence, or to be discussed, we adopt the report and act on the recommendations. Do you agree, members? We remove the last part. We adopt the report, but we remove to be discussed by the committee. And then, whatever that we act on recommendations. Thank you, members. You don't go. What is your concern?
No, it's not a concern. Yeah, but then you can't take a recommendation if you have not discussed the report or any. You discuss first, and then out of your discussion, the recommendation will follow. That's not the way I understand it. I understand on this black and white. Yeah, there's no discussion yet. But we can't take the decision on recommendations if we are not discussing the oversight report.
I think, members, the little degree that I have tells me that there's nothing to discuss here, actually. If there's something that needs to be picked up from the report, then we can follow it up. But what I'm saying, we adopt. And then I don't see any recommendations here. So I'm not sure what the Honourable Moss get what she's talking about. There's no recommendations here. No. There's no. You discuss and recommend, but there are no recommendations on the report. So I'm not sure what recommendations are you thinking about. There are no recommendations. Check the last page. Oh no, it's page 8. No, but there's no recommendations. I don't think it's a matter of, I'm saying that at least now, that M+4 degree that I have teaches me that there is no recommendations here. But you said, Honorable Moss, you discuss and then we act on recommendations. I think I've taken the decision and the committee has agreed. Can we continue, members?
Where I come in. You can't just after you can't, after we have given the platform for discussion of the issue to the committee, and at the end you say you are doing the ruling. After we have done the ruling, there will never be any discussion. Whether we agree or not, I am saying that you said you are taking a ruling which is proper for the chairperson at the end of a particular, conversation, which was done. Whether we have agreed that we should discuss or not, but you have made a ruling. And you can ask the members whether they agree on your ruling.
Okay.
But you can't. I'm talking to you as a chairperson.
No, but members said
you
yes.
You can't. If they say no, what
then? People say, no, we go back and come up.
But then what is the status of your ruling as a chairperson?
No, but I'm not sure what are you doing now also. Because I will tell the issue.
But you gave me the chance to speak.
No, because you asked to speak. You insisted to speak. So that's what I'm asking. Now, what is your issue? You insisted to speak.
Okay, I'll send a note.
So, can we pass on that issue?
You're breaking
what
the
is
the
issue?
Can I clarify this? Because I think it was misunderstood. Mm-hmm. To be discussed by the committee, it's something that I added after editing the meeting, I mean the minutes, mm-hmm. that the recommendations were going to be discussed by the committee. So not that the report or anything had to be discussed. So that's what I wanted to clarify.
But there are no recommendations.
Yes.
So I
said
we must discuss the report.
So what we can then do is
that
to remove.
Also remove the
is to remove the recommendation.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I said when I closed the meeting.
Yeah.
You remove your recommendation because there's nothing, and you remove your discussion because there's nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Nothing to recommend.
Exactly. But that's what I said.
Yeah.
I don't know what is in the report, but I think we have done up to this.
I've read the report on this whole South African Language Practitioners Council, and I'm satisfied with all the summaries of the submissions. I've went through that. I just want to... And Chairperson, I think we've done everything according to the rules and the law advisors supported us in everything. So I think there was, if you look at the advertisement, everything was fine. There was enough time for people to make submissions, to apply or whatever. So I think we've done it correctly, and I move that we adopt this report.
With this one, still fresh in our mind, I believe. As my honorable friend has indicated, most of the things have been done according to the specifications and how we're supposed to have dealt with. I wonder if in the report there is anything that should be picked up and say we have realized this should not be included in the report. But as far as I remember, we have followed all the procedures and supported by the state law advisors and the department also. So I think with this one we can adopt. I think we do not have anything, unless other members have picked up something that we may adopt that with a ratification of some kind. Thanks.
So the second one, I'll open up.
Yes, of course.
Any member has got any issues?
Chairperson, we support, because I think we've dealt with this so well that I don't think there's anything that you can add to it. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson, now that is what's nice about this report. It's all fresh in the mind. So please, in future, can we do it like this?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, honourable members. I think we are done. Is there any report that's still outstanding? None. Everything has been addressed. Everything has been adopted, no? Okay. Okay. Then the next item on the agenda is the consideration and adoption of the budgetary review and recommendations report. Where is the report?
Chairperson and honourable members, in terms of Section 5 of the Money Bills Act, committees need to produce the triple R report before the budget policy statement. The challenge, okay, the report was ready. However, after yesterday's presentation of the department, we felt that there is a significant number of information, or the significant volume of information, that still needs to be added. The challenge that we have in this process is that the law requires us to produce the document before the presentation of the budget policy statement. And according to the processes of the department are not in line with the requirements of the law. In a way that, for example, for the department to produce a quarterly report or an expenditure of any month end, they cannot do that before Beth and Locus interface. They only start to interface after the first of every month, and it takes about 7 days for these two systems to interface before the department can say this is how much we spent in the month before. For the department to say, to give us an accurate expenditure of September, they would have to wait until the two systems interface. So that the department had not been able to give us all the documents, especially for the second quarter. And that's a challenge that all committees have, that it becomes very difficult to do an analysis of the first 6 months of the financial year before you receive the second quarterly report. Yet on the other side, you cannot wait for the second quarterly report because the BRRR has to be submitted before the presentation of the budget policy statement. So what then the department did yesterday, after the presentation of their annual report, we picked up, for example, that even though they only achieved 55% of their target, but there was a lot of work that took place on the 45 that they did not achieve. For example, take two indicators, the completion of the Ngome Museum as well as the Matola Museum. Those projects were in fact finalized. The museum is running at Matola, and the Ngome phase two has been finalized. The only thing that is missing is the launch, which was unfortunately part of the indicator when those indicators were developed at the beginning of the financial year. So now, what the general would say, not achieved, but in essence, it has been achieved. But because I was using the information from the Auditor General's report to craft the BRRR, I could not make the substantiation that in fact work had been done. So yesterday, after their presentation, I did speak with the DG and his team, and they requested that I requested that they formulate those additions so that we could add them into BRRR, so that we could develop a report which gives sort of a fair reflection of the work of the department. So they've agreed to do that, and they will be submitting all those additional work that they've been doing, especially in the second quarter, to me on Friday, then I will be able to integrate them into the report over the weekend. And then the report will then be circulated to members by Monday. So I humbly request that the report be adopted on Tuesday, after I've been able to circulate, I mean to integrate, especially the most valuable information of the performance of the department during the second quarterly report. Thank you, Chair.
Now, Chair, thanks. I just wanted to just clarify, when is the deadline for this process to be completed? Because in our committee, I think it's the 18th, and if we extend it for next week, whether are we not going to be in a fault side of the report?
The money bill says it must be adopted before the NTDPS. So the NTDPS is on Wednesday. So it means all committees, and some committees are going to adopt it on Wednesday in the morning, because it's going to be in the afternoon. So we're still safe, because we'll adopt it on Tuesday and ATC it on Wednesday.
Yes, Chairperson, this is technical facts we receive now, and there's nothing we can change now. We can't make like a miracle and swaya stoki or whatever. I think we can accept what Polisi said, and he's honest with us, and I think according to all the background he gave to us, we must accept that, and at least we are not rushing into the whole thing, and we take well thought of, and I move that we accept that and we carry on and do it on Tuesday. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. He alluded to that, what I wanted. But let's also be assured that when we have integrated the information that we have and the one that we have requested from the department, probable, and then produce a report that will talk to the reality on the ground, meaning that on Monday you will be doing that, and on Tuesday, what is going to happen? You just distribute to us, look into the report, and then we finally adopt it, or maybe we go through that report so that we also have the sense of what is being contained in this RRR. Because as I initially was saying, it's so technical. You see, when we talk about the annual report as indicated and dealt with the department, you find out that there are so many things. You have just given an example that even the DG has indicated in the meeting, you remember, showing that we looked as if we are under expenditure on this section, whereas things has already been done, but because of the technicality or whatever you have just indicated to say, because in the package it was indicated that this project will call it being finalized provided it has been officially opened by the president. I'm just giving my own analysis now. So if the president hasn't gone to officially open that project, it means the project is not yet finished according to the prescript that is within the department's code. So we will understand it provided we also see it in the report, maybe because we have adopted our good norm in this committee, we usually peruse it here and there and say, it's fine, we will adopt it. But I'm trying to find out, are we going to look into the report, try to go through it so that we adopt something that we say we are also informed about the information related. I'm just looking at you, but I'm not referring to you. I'm talking to my colleagues in here so that the chairperson could even hear me what I'm saying.
I think, Honorable Mavunda, I think one of the issues that I think one of my FNFBEC has made our job easier. I understand what is well thought, but my issue as well, as much as you do the report that is well thought, you must not cover up for things that are not being done, you know. That's one of the issues that I want to raise. But also, I'm looking at the program on Tuesday. We've got District 6, which were promised that they must come. So they're coming on Tuesday, but I'm not sure how long will it take. And then we're going to fit it there on Tuesday. How long will it take for us to do the particular? Unless you send us information as early as Monday, then we read through it, and then it won't take us more than an hour to do that. Because I don't think District 6 also is with a long presentation, just but an hour. It should be an hour because Bonas me. Because they are not at the hour entity, they are here to raise their issues. Yes. So police, and there's a house on Tuesday, no? Yeah.
I'm checking if they've rectified this thing of flashes. Because last time I think we talked about it, I mean members had been allocated to committees, and they are also days maybe to particular committees. So that if you talk of Tuesday, and there are members who have to be in basic education, because education has to sit on Tuesdays. Now I'm checking if arts and culture have been also allocated Tuesday, because if it is, then there's no challenge. But if it's not, you can't be absent where a committee is allocated that particular day. That's my understanding. Thank you.
That's a political party issue, Mam Chan, which is not resolved here. So, because when you go down there, they say to you, members must look at the priority of that. Whether you're in two committees, look what is most important. That's the answer that we got. So it's a political party issue that I cannot be able to respond to.
Chairperson, another member. We will circulate the report early on Monday, the finalized report. So it also depends on what members want. If you want a presentation of some sort, we can do it, but it's going to take a little bit of time. If you probably members are confident that they would have time, ample time to read the report, and when you come to the meeting, they raise few issues that that are of their concern, and then we move on with the adoption. Because what we can also do is bring the facility so that if there are any issues that members feel strongly that they must be removed or must be added, we add at the same time then so that we can approve. So it depends on the approach that members want, but given that it would be circulated a day before, so I'm appealing to members that if they can have ample time, it's just a 12 pages report, just to go through it, so that when we come, the committee does not spend a lot of time on it.
Peter?
Not sure. We really wanted to take a resolution here. We say on Monday all of us must have that particular report, so that Tuesday we are not going to waste any time to start to discuss, because we don't have time because of our program. Monday everyone will be having a time, even at night, to go through the report. then it will be easy in that way. If can be happened that on Monday, everybody must receive the report. Somewhere there, the emails, they just put in the emails, we'll do it in that way. It will be easy in that sense. Let us not wait until you get it here in the meeting and start to read it here. So it's not going to work.
Which member doesn't have an email?
I wanted to find out if you cannot email the report during the weekend, because some of us have to connect, come back Monday, right? So one can get it there.
What is it? By Friday, can it be done?
No, we would only be receiving the reports or additional information from the department on Friday, and I would work on it during the weekend.
Can they rush? Because we are doing the meeting by Friday. Can they rush maybe 25 days the delegates? Can we agree on that one?
This is the latest. Let's be also honest. What Mashuwan is raising is true. But remember also now with our constitutional period on Monday, sometimes we don't even have that time to have access to an email. Can we ask the department by Thursday to get it at least? Yeah. Can we agree on that?
Okay.
We try
that, and then in the best scenario, we email it on Sunday.
Okay.
In the best scenario.
Okay.
But if things don't work out, then
Monday. What is the worst scenario?
There's no worst scenario in this case.
What
are you kidding? No, there's no worst scenario.
Members, can then we agree on that? Do we agree on that one? Can we close the meeting now?
Yes.
Is there any other outstanding matter that you feel that we need to discuss here? Any other outstanding matter that you strongly feel that we need to discuss here? And who's that now?
But the meeting is in closed, no one can speak anymore.
I'm checking you.